Our story begins in Chuck's office at the rec center. Chuck is going through Rachel Cummings' duffel bag as Officer Trey Gallagher looks on.
Is there anything in there?
Just this. It's an address book.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
An address book. Rachel is from New Zealand, right? Well, maybe the names of her family are in there.
Let me see. I don't see any other coming.
Would you mind if I take that down to the station with me? We'll go through it and try to contact her next of kin.
Sure. Wait a minute.
What is it?
Most of these addresses are in New Zealand, but there's one here in the United States.
Here in New York?
No, in Greenville, Alabama. It's Zach Jessup.
Jessup? Isn't that your friend's name? The one who died in the church fire?
Yes. Zach Jessup was her father. What does Rachel Cummings have to do with the Jessup family?
At Dean Industries, Todd has just walked into Serena's office.
Hi, Serena. Is this a good time?
Sure. What's up?
I just came from St. John's Hospital. My mom had a fainting spell this morning.
Oh, no. Is she okay? I know she was in that car accident last summer, right?
Yeah. And she barely survived. My sisters are taking her back to Erie.
It's probably a good idea to be close to home. This isn't anything serious, is it?
We think it's just exhaustion from being in the hospital and probably not eating well for the past few days. But we want a personal doctor to check it out.
Well, I'm sure everything will be fine.
I hope so. But I was thinking it would be a good idea if I went back to Erie with him, just to be sure. I haven't been able to spend much time with my family since I've been here.
Look, it's fine. Why don't you take a couple of days off and do that? You've been working so hard here, so I don't have any problem with it.
Are you sure? I don't want to leave you hanging here.
I'm sure. The fact that you're such a family man is one of the reasons I have so much respect for you.
I feel the same way about you, Serena. The way you fiercely protect your daughter is very admirable.
And you've done a fantastic job around here. When you get back from Erie, I want to take you out to dinner as a show of my appreciation for your efforts.
You don't have to do that, Serena.
I insist. Now, go take care of your mom, and I'll see you when you get back.
In the Westside Psych Ward group therapy room, Nurse Graham is talking with Joe Zegas.
Look, I don't have time for this right now. Can't you see that I'm busy? You shouldn't be in the group room anyway.
Nurse Grimm, I'm looking for some answers here. What's going on at this hospital? How can you explain your third escape in the past 2 years?
You'll need to speak to Dr. Hunt about that. We have some very creative nutcases here, okay?
Apparently.
Now, if you'll excuse me.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Shoemaker.
This is Officer Joe Zegas with the NYPD. But nothing to be alarmed about. Unless you're involved in Mandy's escape in some kind of way.
I'm going to be gone. When can I talk to Dr. Hunt about this?
He's working tomorrow. Come back then.
Fine. I will.
In his room at St. John Hospital, Matt is talking with Blake.
You don't have to stay here around the clock, Blake. I know you have a magazine to run.
Matt, I wanted to be here. Don't you know there's nowhere else I'd rather be? But look, there's something I need to talk to you about. It's about your mother.
My mother? What about her?
Well, she had a fainting spell this morning.
What? Is she all right?
A doctor checked her out, but your sisters think it's best if they take her back to Erie so that she's close to home and near her own doctor.
When are they going back?
Today.
I see. doctor. Come to check out my bandages?
I'm gonna remove the bandages from your face today.
Today?
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.